You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. This is Joy.
And this is Claire.
You're listening to episode 38. How's it going?
Hey.
Oh, hey. So, Claire, let's start with the open.
Yeah, I did.
That's kind of something that people are talking about. Yeah. I don't know.
So I ditched 14-4, you guys.
Yeah.
So I went on this hut trip this weekend, and it was super fun, so I can talk a little bit about that for a second. We left Friday morning, and which means the important part of that tidbit, of that detail, is that we missed the, like, Friday night open party.
Yes.
Where everyone comes and does the WOD.
Right.
And also, it meant that I didn't really want to do it, like, first thing Friday morning.
Right.
Because I didn't really know. We knew we had this, like, 4-mile snowshoe.
Yeah, and you didn't want to be, like, worn out.
Well, and had I known that it was as mellow as it was, I probably would have done it.
Okay.
But I just didn't know.
Sure.
You know, we didn't know.
Yeah, so, and you don't want your whole weekend to be ruined because you're like, I can't move.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, like, I just didn't, I didn't know what our weekend was going to be like. I didn't know what the water was going to be like. And I didn't want to, like, totally sabotage my weekend.
Where'd you get that t-shirt, by the way?
J.Crew.
It's
Factory.
Awesome.
J.Crew Factory.
Okay. I love it.
I got 4 J.Crew Factory shirts and 2 pairs of shorts for $100.
Where?
On J.Crew.
Like, which one? Oh, .com. I'm
factory.
Like, do we have a factory here?
The factory is an online thing.
Oh.
But these shorts I got, I saw that. I opened them today and I was like, Joy's going to love these. And Brandon was like, what, really? I was like, what? Just because I think of Joy every time I see something that's bright pink. They're like, called? The chino shorts?
Yeah.
But they're
like fluorescent pink?
Like fluorescent
salmon.
Oh,
I saw those and I almost got them.
You should have gotten them.
I really should
have. Because they were having a sale last week where it was like 30% off all summer clothes.
Yeah.
And I got so much stuff.
Ugh.
Yeah. I got 4 of these shirts. I got a white one, a blue one, and then a dark blue one.
Yeah, it looks good.
And this
good
gray
on
one.
You.
And then I got 2 pairs of shorts. Anyway.
Yeah.
Back to...
Sorry, I got distracted.
Okay. It's okay. I fully understand.
And the scarf is cute.
Yeah, this is from American Eagle.
Way cute. How do you wrap it like that? Sorry. Everyone listening can't really understand what I'm saying.
Well, we can post a pic. This is just kind of a longer scarf. So it's literally just wrapped around a bunch. It's like a long kind of skinnier scarf than what I usually wear. And so I feel like I can never wrap scarfs right.
I feel like I can never get it.
Yeah, it takes some, like, adjusting. See, now it's even different than
I
had it.
Oh, that looks really... See, I feel like
I fluff it after.
I know.
It's all about the fluff.
I never do it right. Mm-hmm. I never do it right. My scarves always end up looking sad and limpy. And I'm like, get it to go? Yeah.
Yeah, you got to fluff them
Have you ever seen that video of the girl who wraps the scarves in, like, 100 different ways?
I think I've seen it on Pinterest.
Amazing video. We'll have to post that. It is...
Scarf wrapping is totally an art.
It is so cool.
Yeah.
But she does... And the video is awesome. So we'll have to post that because it's like a good movie. You can't, like, stop watching it. You're like, that is... And then you try to wrap your scarves
and
nothing works. Sorry. Okay. Go ahead. I digress.
Big tangent. So we went on this hut trip. And it was this really cool place. It's called Vagabond Ranch. It's outside of Granby. Like, mm-hmm. 30 minutes outside Granby. It's actually, like, almost to Grand Lake. That's how far north it is. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Yeah. And anyway, so you drive this trailhead, and then it's a 5-mile hike in, but it's on a snowmobile road, and it's a really, like, you don't really gain that much elevation. In the summer, it's an actual road. You can drive all the way back there, but in the winter, they don't plow. It's just a dirt road.
Sure.
So in the summer, it's just a snowmobile, like, fire road.
Uh-huh.
But so it's all packed down. We snowshoed in, but we hiked out because it was so compacted. And by the way, snowshoes are so awkward.
They are very awkward.
I've snowshoed before, but never for that long.
Did you do the whole 5 miles in snowshoes?
Yeah, it sucked. And, like, by the end, my hip was feeling all weird. Because you have to walk, like, just duck-footed enough.
Yeah.
Kind of to make it work.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got to this cabin, and it was amazing. It was like it was not a hut trip. It was like a luxury cabin. It had a dishwasher. It had a washer and dryer. It was, like, probably 3,500 square feet at least. Brandon and I got there several hours before everybody else. So we got the master bedroom. We had our own bathroom.
Nice.
Like a shower. It was so nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was so beautiful.
Like,
and
I claim this.
Yeah, we were. We were like, whatever. We're not going to. So we and then on Saturday, everybody else, like, went out skiing. They're like, you know, we're going to go try to find some places to ski. And I'm not that good of a skier.
Uh-huh.
And I basically was just like, you know
what? You're not?
All
the years of you working on the
I snowboard. I snowboard.
Oh, you're a snowboarder.
So I'm a really good snowboarder.
Okay. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I thought you were a super skier. Okay.
I'm a really good snowboarder, but I'm not a very good skier.
Okay.
And I know
very few people who can do both.
So I skied my whole, like, youth. And then when I was 11, I switched to snowboarding because it was the 90s. That's what you did. So I snowboarded.
I never did that. I've been a nerdy skier my whole life.
So I snowboarded for like 10 years.
Yeah.
But then when I was a lift op, Because of workman's comp rules, when you're a lift operator, you're only allowed to ski on certain runs because they don't cover you if you're on, like, if you're in the trees or if you're on a really hard run. So when you're on the clock, which is the whole day,
yeah,
you're only allowed to go down certain approved runs.
Oh, that's
and
weird.
I got so bored.
And that makes sense.
With having to do that, I owned skis. Like, I've always owned a pair of skis.
You're, like, allowed to go down the bunny hill.
Exactly. Like, you're allowed to go down, like, literally, like, the main shoe. Yeah. You know? And so I switched to skis because I just, like, needed something to do. Sure. And something to challenge myself. So I switched to skis and I loved it.
Wait, snowboarding or switched
skiing? I switched. So when I worked as a lift op, I came on as a snowboarder. Gotcha. And I left as a skier.
Okay.
And I loved it. And we got to take free, like, as an employee, you got free lessons. And so I switched to skiing.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
And I took a couple lessons. And I really loved it. And luckily, like, the guys on my crew were super supportive and they were expert skiers. And so they would help me, like, at the end of the day, they'd give me, like, little mini lessons on the way down the hill.
Oh.
And I actually found that I really preferred skiing.
Yeah.
But I just haven't been doing it enough.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so that's the long story about why I'm not that good of a skier.
Okay.
But everyone else we went with, you know, like Brandon was on ski patrol, like everyone else, like, expert skiers.
Yeah.
And so I knew that if I went, there was a pretty good chance that I was not going to be able to ski back based on where they were going to go. And, like, I can't really ski trees, and especially in variable snow conditions. And we just didn't know what it was going to be like.
It just sounds dangerous.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're an expert skier.
Sure. Go
great.
For it.
But
go wild.
It was
go
just
nuts.
Like, this was not the place for me to push my boundaries.
Yeah.
And I brought my skis out there because we had a gear shuttle.
Okay.
Like, a snowmobile guy came and picked up our gear and took it, like, our big gear and
so
took it in
fancy.
For us. It was so fancy. And so it was like, if I had had to hike my skis in, I wouldn't have taken them.
Yeah.
And I brought them in knowing, like, I'm probably not going to use these, but just in case there's, like, the perfect conditions. So, but there weren't. So everyone else went out skiing on Saturday and I just, like, hung out and sat by the fire and read a book and it was fantastic.
That sounds amazing.
So if I had known that's what I was going to do, I probably would have done 14.4
on
Friday morning.
Yeah.
But then I got back on Sunday night after having this, like, amazing, relaxing weekend.
Yeah.
On
How
Sunday,
was it to be, like, totally unplugged?
It was so great. Yeah. They actually had Wi-Fi. And so, like, I was able to, like, check on the shirt order and, like, do a couple things, which was nice because then I wasn't stressed about these things that I had sort of left.
Right.
And, like, we were able to play music and stuff. But it was really nice to, like, not be texting and not be on the computer. And the next, like, on Sunday, we went sledding and it was super fun and, like, actually – really, like, because it snowed all day Saturday. And then on Sunday, somebody had been out sledding the day before, and so it created, like, this luge, and then it had melted and then frozen again. So it was, like, a luge. Like, legit, it was intense.
That scares me.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
So you woke up that morning, and you were like, screw this. I'm not even going to do 14.4.
Right. So I woke up on Monday morning. We got home Sunday night, and I was, like, so relaxed. So just, like, psyched about life.
Yeah.
And
psyched about life.
But also super exhausted because we had just, we hiked out.
The trip, too, of driving.
And it was just a lot of driving. Yeah. That was the end. On Sunday night, I was a lot of driving. And so I got home, and Monday morning rolled around, and the alarm went off, and I was like, I am not. And I kind of rolled over, and I was like, Brandon.
Because Brandon did it, right?
Because Brandon did it. And I was like, Brandon, I really don't want to do this. And he was like, then don't do it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But... Yeah. So, but I was really surprised when I posted about it. And so many people were like, either like, oh my gosh, I wish I had, you know, had the courage not to do it. It was so hard and it was a horrible experience.
And a lot of people were like, there were so many moves that were just not sounding fun for me that I just decided not to do it.
Well, and that was the thing is it was like rowing, I'm okay at, but I don't, you know, it's like 1,000 meters is a lot for me.
Yes.
I've never done a toes to bar in a wad before.
Yeah.
And I hate wobbles.
Yes.
I hate them. And
And that's just the first three.
Right. And then if I made it to the cleans, 95 pounds is like 85% of my winner at max.
Sure.
So like this wad was going to be a suffer fest.
Yes.
Big time.
Yes.
And I just was like, you know what?
Don't even want to
go open or not. I'm kind of over the open as it is.
I agree.
And open or not, this is just not something. Like I'm not like, oh, well, there goes my shot at regionals.
Yeah. Because I went into the open thinking I'm going to do every wad at night. I'm going to go to the, you know, we have all our... peeps come and cheer us on at the evening wad. So I was like, I'm going to get my rest in the morning and be fresh and ready to go for the evening ones. And I want nothing more than for these open workouts to be over with. So I've been doing, I think I only did one, maybe two.
At
no,
night.
Just one at night.
Yeah, that
the
one.
The rest of them I've done in the morning because I'm just like, with. I just want them over with.
Yeah. And it's fun. I mean, the whole reason that I ended up signing up for the open was for that like Friday night open party.
Yeah.
So the fact that I missed that this week was like, it totally negated the whole point. So whatever. And I still don't know whether or not I will be blocked from entering my score next week because I didn't enter a score this week.
I don't think you will.
I don't think you are either.
I don't think you will.
Because Sandy had mentioned something about that.
But I think just, it just shows up as a zero. Yeah, I don't think you're blocked. I don't think I get blocked. I really don't.
No.
That's my vote.
Well, we're going to find out. Sandy, if you're listening, and I'm pretty sure you are,
yeah.
Let us know if you've been blocked, because I know that you didn't enter a score for 14-3.
So, yeah. And so the last ones this week, we're recording on a Tuesday night, so we're not going to be able to talk about.
Yeah, until
the last one, until the week after, or something like that. I don't know.
Until, yeah. So we will...
at some point, we'll address it.
But how did you feel like you did?
I was proud of myself. I had no expectations. And I think the last episode, we talked a lot about how...
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to get through the... I think I said I would be really disappointed if I didn't get through the wall balls.
Right.
And I got through the wall balls, and I was just... No idea. No expectations. So I tanked after 10 toes to bar, and I was a little disappointed in that because I felt like I'd be able to, and part of me, it's really funny. Watching the pros do it the night before really does nothing for my mental state because I watched them and I'm
and you're like, this should be easy.
This should be easy because they make it look so easy, which is why they're the pros. And so I'm like going into it thinking like, I'm going to link all these toes to bar. And I practiced a few and I was linking them and feeling good, but tell you what, after that row, you were so exhausted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so after the first 10, I just completely tanked and I was just doing singles. I think I maybe got two in a row at one point.
Yeah.
But I was just jumping up, shaking it out, doing singles for 50 reps. And I have no idea how I got through them pretty quickly. But time just kind of stood still as I was going through those. And Coach Mike judged me, and he no-repped me on like four of them because my toes didn't touch the bar.
Yeah.
And he was right. But there was one where my toes touched the bar, but he didn't, it was like he was sitting at an angle and he no-repped me. And I was like, come on, I totally touched the bar. And he's like, okay. Like I totally freaked out because I was so tired.
Oh my gosh.
And so I kind of had baby diva moment.
That was like, I mean, when I was thinking that I was still going to do it, I was talking to Brandon as we were driving home Sunday night, and he was like, I think you should, you know, try to get through the toes to bar. And I was like, I can't even have that expectation for myself. Oof. I have never done toes to bar in a wad. And, you know, I'm just like going in knowing that I'll get through the row, but then after that, not even knowing.
Right.
And I think if I had done it, I mean, you know, if like how many meters did the row for you end up being?
I didn't look because I just did calories. I just did the old Coach Mike did. These are the nitpicky things I got mad at, but my rower didn't turn on when the clock went off. Uh-huh. So like for like 10, 15 seconds, we were trying to figure it out. Whatever. I'm like, who cares?
There goes your shot at regional.
There goes my shot.
Yeah.
So,
that's kind of the attitude
he just set it at calories. So we were focusing on calories only, but I believe it took me about 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
3 minutes to do the row.
So that's like...
So they were all kind of averaging around 500 to 600 meters.
Okay. So, I mean, like, for me, that would have been, probably 5.5, 6 minutes. Maybe let's say 6 minutes.
I'd say 5.
Okay.
Yeah, I really do.
So,
I
think...
Maybe even less than that.
Well, but then Simone said that her 60 calories was almost 1,000 meters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. So maybe, I was just, like, stomping the hell out of that rower. Yeah. I was like, stomp. And so when I was doing toes to bar... This is where the other nitpicky thing where I was like, I wonder if this would have made a difference, which I'm over it now. But I used the natural grip when I was doing for the whole workout because I didn't want my hands to get wrecked, which they didn't, thank God, because that many toes to bar, I think
would have just killed me.
But at the same time, I feel like on some level, the extra like grippiness that you have with just your hand
is it's really like kind helps. Of you have to kind
so
of
so you gotta like weigh
you
the,
have to trade that a little bit for the protection of your hands. That's kind of what I've had a hard time with the natural grips. I mean, I like them. I really like them for lifting.
I do too.
But for things where I'm holding onto the bar above my head, I also feel like because my hands are so narrow, they cover like my whole palm.
Your hands are narrow.
I don't even have like the little like skin on the outside where I can grip. So it's like all tape.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So that was like a little nitpicky thing where I was like, I wonder if that would have made a difference if I would have just done like bare hands. But I'm not going to regionals, and I was very aware that I really just would rather not have my hands throbbing for 2 days. So I just wore the natural grip and I did not tear and my hands were fine and I was able to go throughout my day without like honestly, there's days where I feel like I have to just sit with them in like buckets of ice because they're just like throb so bad. So then the wall.
Can you talk about how like wakes you up sometimes?
Yes, they wake me up in the middle of the night. That's haven't funny. Since I've worn natural grip, to be honest. But whenever we'd have like heavy pull-ups or whatever using the bar, I would wake up in the middle of the night and they just, my calluses just like throb.
Wow.
This never happened to you? No, it hurts so bad. Wow. And I always think it's because I'm just so heavy and I have to like lift myself. There's a lot of weight to lift up. There's a lot of junk to lift up. like how you're just like, yeah, that's okay, what it is. Yep. So then the wall balls were fine. I just broke those up into like 10, 10, 10. And actually I felt really good on those and just got them done. I mean, everything sucked with the whole workout, but like I felt like I got them done pretty quick. And then the cleans were just one right after the other. That was kind of like a just all I kept thinking. My mantra was just like, just keep moving, just pick it up and don't, like, I just did that thing where like the pros did where they just followed the bar. Like I didn't even try to waste my energy moving it back to the same spot.
Right.
So I was like literally like cleaning in a circle and Coach Mike's like following me because I'm just like, following it around the gym.
I feel like that would have been like I think I talked about this maybe with, there was a previous workout that we had done. What the heck was it? Was it a hero walk? I think it might have been a hero wad where it was like a bunch of, it was like pull-ups and heavy cleans. Maybe it wasn't a hero wad, but it was like, anyway, long story short, it was like a clean ladder. Mm-hmm. Remember this wad where it was like you had two and then four and then, or two and then four and then eight and then 16 or something cleans and then it went down.
I don't remember
it was
that.
Toaster bar. It was awful.
Yeah.
But I just remember like I had this mentality of, because usually in a WOD, or not usually, but typically, the reps go down as you go for, you know, so it'll go like 10, 8, longer. 6, 5,
right.
4, 2,
right.
whatever.
Right.
This one, and they went up. And so by the end, like you know, you get to the last, your last set, and you have like 16 cleans.
Yeah.
And you started with like 2.
Yeah.
And the thing I kept saying was, okay, like I was just in so much pain. And I just kept asking, like, okay, can I do one clean right now? Like, yep, okay, then I do one. And I said, and then I waited a second, okay, can I do one clean right now?
Yes.
And it wasn't like, okay, I have 10 more to go. It was like,
right.
okay, can
just
I
do
one
at
right
a
now?
Time? And I, yeah, I had it in my eye on the clock, and that was the same thing. I was like, how many can I get done by whatever? And like when it hit the minute mark, I was like, I just want to get an even number. Like that was just so stupid. I was like, I want to get to 100, or not, what was it? There was 30 cleans, so I wanted to get to 20.
Yeah.
So I was like, I just want to get to 20. I want 20 cleans. And
so
that was like, you know,
you have
as
to
I was watching
just,
the
like,
clock
do down. That in your mind.
Huh?
You have to sometimes you
have
just
to.
Do that in your mind.
Yeah.
Like, you have to give yourself, like, I sometimes will get to the end of a WOD, you know, and say I have one round left, and it's, like, where I'm at, like, 8:30. I'll be like, okay, I have to get sub 10.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, that's such an arbitrary goal, but.
I know, but you just, like,
you
have to just play
like,
little
need,
games
right,
with yourself.
You need something to, like, focus on. Otherwise, you just will hate your life.
Exactly. Just hate your life. So I dropped to the ground after that one. That one.
Yeah, you said you almost puked.
I almost puked.
I've heard that, like, Brandon had Fran lungs, Andy
Did he?
Had Fran lungs.
That was so, it was so hard. And I pushed myself pretty hard in WODs, but, like, after that one, I laid on the ground and I was breathing so hard.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to recover. And then do you ever get just, like, mucus in your throat?
Yeah.
That's what makes me gag because I feel like if I try to swallow, it just
like, right. And then you're like breathing,
and you're breathing so hard that you. So I was like, I was dry heaving over the sink for like 10 minutes. I was just like,
that's the only time.
Like, I hope
that
no one walks in right now.
Puke from CrossFit, not because like not from actually necessarily being nauseous,
right?
But because I'm breathing so hard
that
it causes me to start heaving, which then causes me to.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's like. The mucus in my throat, just like...
Mucus. Let's keep saying that.
You said one time that, like, when you got a facial that she was... What was she...
What?
I can't. You said one time when you got a... not a massage, when you got a facial...
Yeah.
That she was milking the snot out of...
Because she was, like, pushing on my nose.
You're like, I feel like she was milking the snot.
That is how I felt.
Oh, that's funny. I just want, we should, all the listeners and me should put together a book of quotes by Claire. Oh, they're so funny. They really are.
Well, the one last
the most
got a
recent
big hit
one
was the mermaid
yeah,
one.
Yeah, what was the recent one? Is like, I
want
to thought, no, I don't.
I want my thighs to
I want
touch
my thighs
because
to
I would be much closer to being a mermaid. Which, by the way, guys, I can't take credit for that quote. That came from Pinterest.
Oh, okay.
Not that clever.
Don't burst our bubble. No, I'm kidding. Oh, it was so funny though. So yeah, like let's just say mucus one more time.
Say crack again.
Say crack again. Crack. I don't even know what I was saying. But yeah, I was puking. I was dry heaving. It was not fun. And then the rest of the day, I just feel like this is horrible, but I feel like I can just eat everything in sight after I do open workouts.
Yep.
I really have had a craving to go to Voodoo Donuts.
Have you been?
Nope. I just keep thinking about
it. Yeah. So we almost, Brandon had a friend in town 2 weekends ago, Kelsey, who, did I talk about her last week? She came into CrossFit with us. She did tire flips until I killed it. Anyway, we were like, let's go to Voodoo. Cause she, you know, I mentioned it a couple of times. And we're like, great, let's do it. Let's go. We show up. The line is around the block.
Are you kidding me?
And we were like, and it was like 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. We were like, this is stupid. We've been one time and it was at like 9 o'clock on a Tuesday and the line was still almost out the door, but luckily not actually out the door cause it was snowing. But I think that's the only reason that it wasn't out the door.
I just want to go see this girl that's like,
the girl who talked about the
donut. Yeah. And what was she saying? Like, you asked her how she was doing, and she's like, oh, I just...
Yeah, she was drinking coffee, and I was like, how's your night going? And she was like, it's going okay. I mean, I usually drink... She's like, my coffee has some cream and sugar in it, which is kind of weird, because I usually only like black... Oh, I only like it black, just like everything else I put in my body. And I was like, wow, we're learning a lot about you. She goes, no, actually, I'm a virgin. And I was like, even more information.
Stop it. Stop. I just want a donut.
Have I told this story?
Yes, you did.
I thought I did.
You did. It's so good. We just had to hear it again.
She's just, that was fantastic.
Okay. Was so experience. One more week,
but anyway, long story short, you should go to Voodoo, but only if it's like in the middle of the night. They're open 24 hours.
They're open 24 hours.
But they're not open on Mondays or Tuesdays, but on Wednesday through Sunday, they're open 24 hours.
That makes no sense.
Why not?
Who's going to go there at 4 a.m?
Joy.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, you got it. Now you can bring Voodoo Donuts to your 5:30 crew.
That's a really good idea. Okay.
Is somebody's birthday soon? When's your birthday?
September.
October. So you just missed your half birthday.
Yeah.
What day is your birthday?
10th.
Oh, yeah, you missed it.
Dang it.
When's Andrew's birthday? November. His half birthday is coming up. In May.
He would be so excited.
He would be.
He made me post another group team photo because he missed the Friday.
And he's like sitting there in his little track pants.
It was really funny.
And he's like.
Andrew, just so you guys know, Andrew's like one of our favorite people at the gym. He was in our recent team photo on our Instagram, which you should follow if you don't already. And he wears the same, check out his outfit. He wears that same outfit. Or his warm-up suit.
Yeah.
It's like his warm-up outfit.
Yeah, every day.
Every single day.
He hasn't wad in it.
No.
No.
That's his warm-up suit. His, like the blue track pants,
and then
the yellow
sweatshirt.
And then he wears, like, holy t-shirts.
Yeah.
That are, like, hanging on by a thread.
And basketball shorts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, are you in freshman gym class?
Yes.
Because that's almost probably definitely the same outfit you wore.
I'm sure. It is absolutely what he wore in high school. Yeah.
Way to go, Andrew.
It's really funny.
At least he's predictable.
Yeah. So, yeah, he made us redo the photo, team photo.
He's
because he was like, I cannot believe you left me out.
He commented. So today I posted that thing on, did you see my post on Facebook about GoRec?
Yes.
So.
I saw his comment.
Yeah. So I posted I'm trying to come up with something to do this summer that's like an actual goal that's not just, I thought about maybe like trying to, excuse me, I just burped, trying to do a little, like another CrossFit competition or something, or try to find like a super mellow weightlifting meet or something. But I
do the Moonlight Classic. That is so fun.
What is it?
The Moonlight Classic is a bike ride through downtown Denver, and you bike and stop at bars and drink. And it's so fun. Like all the streets.
There's a fundamental problem with that solution.
What?
I don't have a bike.
Borrow one of ours.
You're like 7 feet
tall compared to me. It's like a
cruiser.
No, you can adjust the seat. It's not like a set.
But do I have to train for that?
No.
Yeah, so that's the thing is I want like an event I can train for.
It's so funny. You wear costumes.
Okay, well, let's do
and
that.
And you get to like hang out downtown at like midnight and the streets are closed.
Oh,
you
go to Voodoo Donuts afterwards.
Yes, and you bike around and you just stop and drink beers and then you keep biking. It's so much fun.
We can do that. But what I'm actually looking for is like something I can train for.
Okay.
So I can have like a goal for the summer.
Well, you can kind of train. You can like... train by driving around to bars and drinking and seeing how fast you can.
Yeah, good idea. Drinking and driving. Good thought, Joy.
Everybody does it.
Gosh.
Anyway.
Okay. I'm supposed to be like some sort of professional teen role model.
Yes. I am. Don't listen to what I say, kids.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
Actually, don't do as you say.
No.
Okay. Going downhill.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking for something to like train for the summer.
Not a race.
Not a running race.
But you're doing a 5K with Jess, right?
Well, yeah. Okay. But I don't really feel like I need to necessarily train for that a lot. I mean, maybe a couple of times, but it's not something that I need to like train for.
What about running the stairs on that one building downtown? Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
There's some like race where they run the stairs and the cash register building in downtown. So they do it for like heart health and they, you know, raise money for heart health awareness, whatever. Right. And so, yeah, you just run the stairs.
Do you think that's something I'd have to train for though?
Yes.
So here's the thing. Let me okay. do my criteria.
All right.
So
well, you're kind of limiting everything here.
I know. But I want
if you're taking out marathons.
I know. But I want it to be something that's not like just cardio. Like I don't, you know, it's like.
By, what do you want to do, like a limbo competition?
Yes, that's exactly what I want
okay.
to do.
Okay.
No. So
you could do like some ballroom
dancing. That's why I found, like I was trying to think maybe like another little CrossFit competition that's not, you know, like has different events or maybe like another kind of small scale weightlifting competition that I could train for. Or then I found out about this GoRuck thing, actually one of our Instagram.
We did a mini try.
Can I finish talking about GoRuck for a second? Thanks. So she, this girl, what's her username? Bailey something?
Yeah.
She kept posting her Instagram anyway about these like GoRuck things she'd been doing. So I looked it up and it's like this like 12 hour long thing that you do. You show up at like 9 at night and it goes until the next morning. And you have this like a backpack that has, it's all full and you put bricks in it. And you just like kind of, you have this team, you're on a team and it's like a 15 or 20 people and you go around. You have like a leader who's, it's supposed to mimic like a special ops mission or special ops training.
Okay. Okay.
So it's like you have to go, you have to do like, you know, go walk through the river and a lot of them are like, you know, like in coastal cities, they go into the surf and like do push-ups and it's kind of almost like, remember that Seal Fit thing?
I was going to say we should do Seal Fit.
No, Seal Fit looks like hell.
No,
Seal
we should do... That we should. That's why we should go do it. We should go.
Isn't it like 4 days of that?
Yes, we should go there, and we could like do a podcast there. That's what we should do.
I'm pretty sure
because I'm really upset that I can't go to the games, huh?
I'm pretty sure we would get laughed at big time.
No way.
I've been to the Seal Fit gym. U.S. CrossFit.
Why do you think we'd get laughed at
if we tried to do a podcast in the middle of Seal Fit? Pretty sure we would. Yeah, no.
Well, we could do it before. Like, no, guys, after.
Hold on. Okay. Hi, this is Joy, and this is episode 42, and I'm doing a sit-up in the surf right now, and I'm having so much fun, and yeah, no. I don't think that would fly.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, so I was looking at this. Yeah, I am aware of what SailFit is. We went to that gym. I just told you when we were in San Diego. It's in Encinitas. It's like a block off the main drag in Encinitas. They have a really cool space. Okay. But anyway... So the whole point of the story was that I posted something on Facebook about GoRuck and Andrew was like, I did one of those. It was a piece of cake. And I was like, ugh, Andrew. But do you really want to do Seal Fit?
Yes.
Really?
I only want to do it because Lindsay Valenzuela did it.
And so did Elizabeth Akamali.
Yeah.
But it looks so hard.
It does look really difficult.
You're supposed to be able to like run marathons. And I mean, you can run marathons, but not.
I think it would be really, it would be an interesting experience. Yeah. Like break you down.
I mean, it's literally what, like 36 hours or something?
Yeah.
That's a crazy amount of.
Can you sleep? If we can't sleep, then I'm out.
No, you can't sleep.
Well, then I'm out. I had to do a sleep study in grad school where, you know, you're like dirt poor in grad school. So I did anything
you like
sign
up for everything. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I didn't do anything for money. It sounded bad. I did anything.
Literally anything.
I would do anything for money. But for all these research studies, you sign up for everything at your school.
Right.
And one of my professors studied the effects of sleep deprivation. And so he had like 12 grad students. Are you sniffing your armpits?
I just got a whiff of myself. Things are not going well.
You guys, Clara just sniffed her armpit and then shook her head.
I showered last night too.
She sniffed and then shook her head.
The left one's okay.
I caught myself doing that the other day and thought of you because I forgot to put deodorant on. And
so
I
went like this. I was like, I've heard
in the car.
You are not only the preferred. So you tell me that when you smell yourself, you think of me. Jennifer from Mind Weightlifting tells me that when she doesn't shower, she thinks of me.
Yeah.
Apparently, I just have this reputation for being like the stinkiest person in all the land.
Yeah.
That's fine. I am pretty stinky.
You're totally fine.
Remember that time I came over and I smelled like horrible garlic?
Yeah. I will never forget that night because I had to like sage the room when you left because it was like just one big clove of garlic in my house. Goodness. It was so funny. Oh, that was hilarious.
Okay.
What was I saying? What were we just talking about?
Seal Fit?
Yeah. We're talking. Oh, sleep deprivation.
Sleep deprivation.
So it was like 12 grad students. We had to all stay at this hotel downtown in like this controlled environment.
Yeah.
And they had to wake us up on a certain, let's see, woke us up on a Friday morning at 8 a.m. or like they called us and to make sure we were awake. And then we had to stay at a hotel Friday night and Saturday night without sleeping. Friday night and Saturday night, we could not sleep. We were up for what, 48 hours? Oh my God. So,
it took a week to recover from.
Oh, it was horrible. I'm like, thinking back now, I'm like, how on earth did I survive that? Because I am such a like baby.
How much did you get paid?
I think they paid us $200. Grad school, that was a lot of money.
And that's what I'm saying.
I was like,
I made it every $200.
Yeah. Making $200 in one weekend, I was happy with that. So anyway, I just remember the first night we were just like kind of bored and a little stir crazy. But the thing was, if one person did an activity, everyone had to do it because I had to be consistent.
Right.
So if we're like, can we work out to like keep ourselves awake?
Yeah, everyone had to go do it. Yeah,
and
you left school for
so
45
they
minutes.
They wouldn't let us do it because not everyone was going to do it. And then
so you just had to like sit there?
Oh, it was horrible.
Were you in a conference room or something?
No, we were in a hotel room.
We were all literally in
the same hotel room. We had like a suite, so it kind of it kind of was joined with like these two different rooms.
So
but
could
it was
you, like,
so boring.
Read?
We could read, but I'd fall asleep.
Right.
After a while, you get so tired.
Yeah.
So, and they didn't really let us leave. Like we could go down and like walk in the lobby and stuff, and we were getting so bored. But then every like 4 hours, they gave us a test
like
on
a
the computer.
Test. Uh-huh.
So we had to do this like reaction test. Whenever we saw a yellow dot appear on the screen, we had to push the space bar. Right. So after you can imagine a day of staying up, our reaction time was so slow and we were falling asleep while we were taking the test.
Oh, my gosh.
So we were just like dying laughing. So a couple of my friends, like really close friends, were in the study with me and we found this ledge. You know how like some hotel rooms have like an angled wall, but there's like this huge windowsill.
Yes.
Like there's like a window on an angled wall. So the sill's like a little bit bigger.
Uh-huh.
Than normal because of the angle of the room or whatever. So there was a curtain covering that room or covering that window. And I crawled in, like sat on the windowsill and tried to sleep. I was so tired. So I was like hiding in the room behind a curtain. And they're like, Joy, where's Joy? I was so tired. And you do get delirious. Like we joked after a while that like after like the third or fourth test that we had to take.
Yeah.
We were falling asleep probably for 5 minutes at the computer. And we'd be like, and then you'd wake up and the red dot would, or the yellow dot would be there and be like, how long was it sitting there? And you'd like, hurry up and push the space bar. And then you'd wake up and the yellow dot's there. And like, I'm like, how long has it been sitting there?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was, so I would not do well with not sleeping. I'm such a baby when it comes to sleep deprivation. But and I have to read Andrew's comment because it was really funny. He said, thinking about doing a challenge, there aren't many things on earth that I would consider to be fun for 12 straight hours.
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew. And then that was your comment.
Yes.
Oh, Andrew.
Oh, Andrew.
Okay. So we got a couple emails in the past few weeks that we want to visit, but they wrote to us like a couple weeks ago. So one is from Sharon, and she was talking about someone commenting on her after she said she did CrossFit and they were like, oh, I can't tell.
Right.
And she was like, I have a lot of problems with that. Like, what does a CrossFit body look like? And
And like when I read that, my first reaction was that I feel like that person probably felt like they were almost giving her a compliment.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't tell. Like, oh, you're not. Oh my gosh. This weekend, one of the girls that we were with said the B word. About CrossFit.
Wait, who?
One of the girls we were with. She was like, oh, you guys do CrossFit? Yeah, I think I would really love it. I just don't want to get...
Oh, she's the B word. We're not even going to say that anymore. I'm over it.
And I was okay, and the best part was that my neighbor David was there, and he knows how...
I love him. I haven't seen him in forever.
He suspended, or he, like, paused his membership because...
Oh, I thought you were really going to say he, like, got suspended.
No, he suspended his membership because
he's been
training for the Boston Marathon.
Oh, okay.
And he was just like, it's too much.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he qualified for the Boston Marathon.
That's amazing.
Last summer. So he's going to be at this Boston Marathon, which is going to be super intense.
It's going to be huge and scary.
So he... But he, you know,
like scary in the way of like, oh my gosh, my heart just goes out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's going to be intense for sure.
Oh my gosh.
But he was supposed to have been at this past one. He was going to run a race 2 falls ago and qualify. But then he got his new job and moved to Denver the weekend that was supposed to happen. So he couldn't run his qualifying race.
Yeah.
Otherwise he would have been at the Boston Marathon last year. And so.
That's even.
Yeah. Totally crazy. So anyway, so he. That's why he hasn't been at CrossFit. Anyway, but so he listens to the podcast and knows how much I hate the B word.
Hi, David.
And she said that.
He's
and he,
so
like,
sweet.
And he, like,
I
turned
just
and
love
gave
him.
Me this, like, meaningful look. I was like, oh, no. And I was just like, yeah.
You're like, no, you're like clenching your fist.
Yeah, I was like, just trying to play it cool. I was like, keep calm. I was like, yeah, you know, it's not as easy to get bulky as you might think. You really have to
I cannot
work
believe
hard.
You kept that calm.
Oh, my gosh.
Keep calm and don't say bulky.
Yeah. Oh, that should be our new thing. Keep calm and stop freaking worrying about being bulky.
So she said,
keep calm, being bulky is not a thing.
Yeah.
Can we just agree
being
that
bulky
being bulky
is
not
a
thing?
It's not a thing. But
anyway, so
that's she was
what I
saying
mean is like that.
Yeah.
I feel like this woman almost was like, oh, you don't look, you know, oh, don't
you
don't
look like
manly
that.
Or
yeah.
whatever.
And she was like, first we weren't skinny enough or didn't have the thigh gap. Now we're not muscly enough.
Yeah.
And I thought about this too, because Jillian Michaels on her podcast recently was like talking about how she can spot a CrossFit woman from a mile away. She's like, anyone who tells me they do CrossFit, she's like, I can spot them a mile away. And I was like, yeah, probably a lot of people in LA that do CrossFit
right.
because they're like, that's all they do is work out all day. I mean, not everyone in LA, but it's pretty dang.
Like, I feel like the spectrum in LA is probably a lot more polarized. It's like you either have the girls who lift weights or you have the girls who do nothing but cardio.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I feel like in Denver and in Colorado in general, we kind of have a little bit skewed of a view because so many people in our community, like, it's so natural.
Yeah.
And for people to just, like, be healthy and kind of, like, you know, be, like, a lot of people bike and ski and climb.
Right.
And so, like, they're, like, just in general, though, the people, especially, like, the young adults in our community are pretty muscular.
Yes.
And not necessarily that means everyone in Denver is muscular, but
right.
it's not unusual by any means
right.
to see a really muscular girl or to see somebody, you know.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily automatically think, oh
they
must
do CrossFit. Right.
Or even, oh, they lift weights. You think,
right.
like, oh, maybe they're a climber.
Right.
Or maybe they're a triathlete.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is.
But I thought, too, I'm like, and she probably interacts with a lot of people that are just in the health community.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
She's probably not hanging out at, I don't know.
Right, TJ Fridays.
Yeah. Anyway, but I was just thinking about that comment too, where I'm like, yeah, I mean, kind of, sort of, but you can spot the people who maybe do CrossFit who are like maybe naturally more muscly, because
yeah.
I am naturally more muscly.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that I'm like
right.
doing CrossFit six times a week. Like,
no.
And I could look muscly if I just lifted like free weights in 24-hour fitness.
I mean, do you really feel like you look that different versus when you were like just mostly doing running and
no.
cycling?
No. And it's areas that like you can't see anyway. Like
right, your lats.
My back.
Yeah.
yeah. Like you can't see that just
right.
like
unless you like
looking.
Are holding something above your head.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It totally, I mean, we talked about this on the last episode too, but like it just feels like in some ways people are, you know, glorifying this like, oh, strong and skinny thing. But at the same time, basically all they're doing, it's not as big of a paradigm shift as they think, because all they're doing is like replacing one ideal
exactly.
with another ideal.
Right.
And but it is interesting to like and I just had this example last week too, where I think she's the one who said something about you know, we can't all look like Christmas Abbott or Elizabeth
exactly.
Akinwale. And it's
yes.
like, well, even Christmas Abbott and Elizabeth Akinwale have polar opposite body types.
They
I
do.
Mean, Christmas
yes.
Abbott is, you know, 5'3", 115 pounds, probably 15% body fat.
Right.
Elizabeth Akinwale is, you know, I don't know how tall she is or how much she weighs, but she's significantly curvier.
Mm-hmm.
She's significantly more muscular, whereas Christmas is a lot leaner, you know, and not only that, but she's a lot taller, but also her focus. I mean, she's on a professional weightlifting team.
Right.
You know, whereas like Christmas Abbott, whatever, is focusing on, who knows what she's focusing on right now, because
right.
she does freaking a million things. But it's just hard to, and I'm, and so many, I don't know, I feel like beating a dead horse a little bit here, but your body, everyone's bodies just react so differently.
Right. Well, I was going to say, like, thinking about things that really change your body, honestly, I think one of the biggest things that's ever changed my body when I was consistently doing power yoga.
Really?
Yes. That's, if you want to talk difference, I've noticed a huge difference when I was consistently
like
doing
power
yoga. Like,
you were leaner or you were...
Leaner. This is the weirdest thing. Like, I noticed, like, my butt was, like, not smaller, but just, I don't
higher.
Know. Yeah, like...
My butt's gotten higher since
my butt was more toned. You know how, like, you have, like, a... Like, your butt goes in on the side if you're, like, super...
Yeah.
Like, in shape?
Yeah.
Like, I noticed that more defined. But, yeah, I would even say that over CrossFit
mm-hmm.
of a difference in my body.
You're right, but nobody would look at you and be like, oh, I bet you
do yoga. Oh, I bet you do yoga. Like,
right.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
So it's just really funny. Yeah. And I think we do beat a dead horse a little bit with that, but it comes up a lot. So
it totally does.
We hear you, ladies. We hear you.
Yeah.
Especially when women at my work are like, your shoulders
just enormous. Are
ridiculously large.
Thank you. Well, I think I even wrote back to her and said, like, you know, we deal with this. And even you and I have totally different body types.
Yeah.
You know, you are a lot more athletic. I'm a lot more petite. And people, you know, I don't know about you, but I've gotten my whole life people being like, oh, you need to eat. And I'm like, it's none of your business.
Yeah.
Whether or not I need to eat is not something you are allowed to comment on.
Yeah, no one ever said that to me.
Really? Oh,
oh my God. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Because you're not like, but you're thin. You're not like.
No one ever told me that I should eat something.
Oh my gosh. I've had like, waitresses.
They've always asked me my entire life if I was a swimmer
because you have
or a volleyball shoulders. Player.
Mm, and you're tall.
I've had a quarter.
No one has ever asked me if I was an athlete ever. No one's ever been like, oh, you really look like you do whatever. Most people are like, do you need to go outside? Your skin is so pale.
Do you need a sun lamp?
Yeah, exactly. But I've had like, I was in an airport like a year ago in Arizona and I was at Starbucks and it was like 7 a.m. and I'm not about to order. I mean, you know, now like I don't get things at Starbucks anymore. And I ordered a black coffee. And the woman
you don't
was like,
get anything at Starbucks or you just get coffee?
Just coffee. That's me. I don't like, I'm not going to order like a pastry at Starbucks anymore.
Right.
And the woman was like, are you sure you don't want a muffin? You really look like you could use a little something. And I was like, oh, haha. I just kind of tried to laugh it off. And she was like, cause you're so skinny. And I was like, really, lady? I mean, I was wearing leggings, but I was like, I don't really ever feel like I am not so skinny.
Right.
And I kind of was just like.
You're petite though.
I'm petite, yeah. But I'm not like rail thin.
Well, you're not like malnourished for crying out loud.
That's like, I don't have a thigh gap. Anyway. I can't believe I just said that, but
can't believe I don't have a thigh gap.
But it's just like you have no right to ever tell anyone. It's like when we talked about. Did you read that article that this is kind of a segue, it's a total segue. Did you read that article that about like maybe I just don't like I shouldn't need a reason for not having kids?
Yeah,
and it was like so many people ask or like insinuate like, oh, you'll change your mind or
yeah,
you know, it's like well. You know, what if I have fertility issues and you are just making me feel horrible?
Oh, yeah.
Or what if I, you know, have an abusive husband? Or what if I had a miscarriage
last week? And I'm so traumatized. And,
yeah. Or what if, you know, I have a sick family member and I don't have any money or, you know, like,
right.
You don't know.
Right.
And I almost feel like it's that way too when people make assumptions about your body type. Like I heard a story once about a woman who was standing in line somewhere and somebody made a comment like, you know, oh, you're so skinny, you need to eat. And the woman had cancer. And that's why she was so thin.
Drives me nuts.
And she turned around and was like, I'm sorry, the next time you go through 6 months of chemotherapy and, you know, let me lecture you about how you need to look.
Yeah.
And, you know, the person, whatever. But it was just like,
it's the same thing. It's like, it's the same thing. And I don't want to get all heavy about it, but it really is the same thing of like when you go out to a bar and people are like, why aren't you drinking? Like, I always think, totally. I don't drink a lot, but like, I always think about like people that I treat that are alcoholics.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have no idea if someone's a recovering alcoholic.
Right. Or if they have a family member who is an alcoholic and they saw what can happen like, or.
But it's so socially unacceptable to not drink.
That's the one thing that I would say I really love about CrossFit friends.
Yeah.
Is that you could like be doing any sort of random shit with your diet and people are like, okay.
Exactly. Like,
oh,
I know.
You're like, oh, I'm not eating purple things right now. I'd be like, okay.
I'm only eating things that are red right now.
Like, God, I'm on an all-carb diet. You're so stupid.
That's my favorite line. I can't go to Taco Bell. I'm on an all-carb diet. God, you're so stupid.
Oh, God.
That's my favorite. That is by far my favorite line. Okay.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
I dare us. I dare us.
Also, what's the other one? You said last week your favorite line was, I want my pink shirt back. Yeah. Another favorite.
Oh, you know what? Lindsay Lohan is doing a docuseries on Oprah Network, and I'm dying to see it.
Wow.
I'm like spending way too much time like watching the previews online, and I'm so obsessed.
Okay, great.
She had some work done, and it makes me so sad.
She had collagen in her lips.
Yeah, and she looks like she almost had like a facelift because her cheeks don't move.
Botox.
Like, yeah.
Botox.
Is it?
Yeah, when your face doesn't move, it's Botox.
Okay. It makes me so sad because she was like, I want her to just look like she was when she was Katie.
Because Botox, you know, like paralyzes your face.
Yeah.
And you can't like make the facial expressions that cause you to have wrinkles.
Yeah.
I know, me too.
We're both just picking up our eyebrows right now, like trying to like move the wrinkles.
Yeah. Like, my dad the other day came over and he like grabbed
me. I know.
Me,
you
like,
told me that he does
and
that.
I was like, Dad,
and they,
you're giving me a complex. I'm like 26. He's like, you should
look. Would you ever do Botox?
I don't think I would. If this thing doesn't... Okay, so
I wish we had, like, a camera on us right now. We're, playing with our...
My mom gave me these things that are called frownies.
Frownies? No.
It's basically, like, this little piece of... almost like the the consistency of like a manila envelope, only okay. on one side. It has that same kind of sticky that like old postage stamps that you actually had to lick had
sure,
on it.
Sure.
And it's like maybe the size, maybe it's like an inch and a half long by like a half inch or so tall. And it's like a half triangle with rounded edges so it doesn't stab you. And you like wet it and then you stick it on where your wrinkles are and you sleep with it there so that like in the middle of the night you aren't crunching your face or you can like put it on your cheeks or something, you know, so in the middle of the night you're in that like grinding or whatever, or not grinding, but you know, whatever it is that you do, or you put it like on your crow's eyes or crow's feet and
I have crow's eyes.
Yes, crow's eyes. And it helps, but like, so like I wake up in the morning and my like wrinkle is all, so I have like this one just like really ever present wrinkle.
Yeah.
And it's all smoothed out within like an hour, it's back. I'm like, do I have to wear this all the time?
Within an hour, it's back.
Because it's like as soon as I get up and I brush my teeth, I put it on my brow. And I'm like, damn it, go back.
I know. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm driving, I try to like not furrow my brow and I like try to focus.
That's what I do when I'm looking at the computer. Yeah. Like this. Yeah, it's bad. I gotta wear it at work.
Like, yeah. Have you ever heard of face yoga?
No.
I saw it on some show. I want to say it was like one of the Real Housewives show, reality shows, because everyone knows I love reality TV. Oh, we have to talk at some point, though, about getting you into Girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Not Girls, but like the show.
Not like getting
into Girls. I mean, Brandon would. Right. Yeah, anyway.
He's always like, let me know. Thanks, Brandon, you perv.
That's awesome. This episode I saw in Real Housewives, I think they were doing like face yoga one of the episodes, but like apparently that's supposed to like help you with like as you get older and your neck doesn't get all saggy. And I'm like, I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm just gonna keep lifting up my eyebrows when I'm in traffic and try not to like furrow my brow.
I feel like at this point, like with everything happening in the world, a saggy neck is the least of the problems I'm gonna have if I make it to that age.
Yeah.
Like, we should be so lucky as to get old enough to have saggy necks.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, your hands just get old.
Yeah, my hands are already starting to do that because they keep getting sunburned.
But then if you do all this crap to your face, you have old hands. Dead giveaway.
Gives you away.
Dead giveaway.
You're going to have to wear gloves like Elsa in Frozen.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, I just watched it. It's way more of like a little kid movie than I've seen before. It's totally a little kid movie.
I was thinking you would like love that movie.
Yeah, it wasn't. It's not Pixar.
Okay.
So
forget it.
Just forget it right now. But it's like very much like it's a lot more on par with like The Little Mermaid than like WALL-E or something. Like it's very like their song. The whole thing is song.
Okay.
Like it's very. Brandon didn't like it. It was too little kidsy. Okay. And he likes Pixar.
Yeah.
I liked it because I love children's movies. But
yes.
It is definitely a kids movie.
Okay.
But not to say that adults can't enjoy it as well.
Right.
But it's not like a adult/kid movie.
Okay, not like Toy Story where I just like, I want to cry and laugh every moment of that movie. Okay.
It's not that clever.
All right.
Not on that level.
Okay.
Anyway. I don't even know where we can go from here.
Well, we're going to get you into that show because it's a lot of sex.
Yeah.
A lot of sex. That's but.
And I've heard a lot of like naked, whatever that girl's
name. Oh my gosh, she's constantly naked. But I just went into this binge of TV where I just needed to, like, not deal with life. And I just went, like, it was at one point where I was like, I need someone to come over and, like, rescue me. Because if I watch one more episode, I'm going to go weird. Like, I'm going to get weird. I'm just going to get weird.
Things are just going
to go downhill.
Shit's about to get weird.
It's a great, great show.
All right. Well, we're about out of time.
Oh, and just on that same note, though, like, even though she's walking around naked all the time, like, she has, like, she's just, like... She's not perfect.
Right.
And it's just
she has, like,
kind
a total
of freeing.
Real like, person body.
And she's so free about it. That's anyway. And I've also listened to a million podcasts of her talking about that. And I just so appreciate her.
Her nudity.
Nudity and her comfort with herself and just being out there.
That's like, fair.
Just love her. Okay. So anything we need to address coming up? T-shirts or anything?
T-shirts. If you didn't pre-order, I ordered a very, very, very tiny, like
very
one
small.
Of each size extra of the different designs. And
yes.
So if you didn't get one and you want, if you didn't pre-order one and you want one,
you can do it.
You have a very slim window to get that. I unfortunately, we just don't have the budget to really order a lot of shirts right now. So, you know, eventually we might be sponsored, and that day is not today. So, if you want more shirts, email us or let us know on Facebook that, like, hey, I didn't get it, and you don't have my size. And if we get enough people who want other shirts, I can do another big order, but I can't order more or less than like 12 at a time.
Yeah.
So, okay. But those will be in, 2 weeks from last Friday. So they're going to be, they'll ship in 2 weeks basically. Okay.
Oh my God, Karen. Oh my God, Karen. Just ask people if they even lift.
Yes. And then it has the Girls Gone Wild logo on the back.
Yeah. So just tell everyone about the podcast. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, and we redid our site.
Claire redid our site. Yeah.
And that was a pain in the butt. And I didn't really notice that because I would never try to get to it on my phone. And then somebody posted it and was like, I finally was able to get on your site and order a shirt. And I was like, huh? And so that's when I kind of looked and was like, oh, crap.
Yeah. Mobile is like the way of the future.
Right. Well, and so anyway, long story short, we're mobile now. And there's still a couple things we're trying to fit to kind of get on there. But
yeah.
That's what's
and good. And also on iTunes, I know there's like a million and one ways to access our podcast. I think the majority of the people do use iTunes. So if you can still go and leave a rating, that would be awesome. It really helps people find our podcast. Obviously, we love this community, so we want it to grow. So if you like what you hear, share it, tell people, and leave a rating because that helps us.
And I've been trying to figure out how to update our description, our podcast description.
Can't figure it out.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like, it's the right.
I know. It's like somewhere. Where did it go? Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't know. Long story short. Figure it out. I'm not tech enough for that.
But leave us a review and also hit subscribe because that's another way that helps us
figure out how many of the heck people are listening to us.
And
right
also
now.
Helps people. Make sure that other people just, find like, us.
Me and Joy. And
yeah. We're not just talking to an empty room, which we kind of are.
Actually,
right
that's
now.
Exactly what we're doing.
But we hope that.
Yeah.
That you guys enjoy this. Well, on that note, we love you very much.
Good luck on 14.5.
Good luck. And we'll be rooting for you. And it's over. And congrats. And go just have a big old donut afterwards.
Yeah.
Everybody post pictures of your donut.
Yeah. Seriously, your open donut.
Yeah,
let's do
open
that.
Donut. Finish this mother effer.
Dang Joy
it.
Is.
I'm mad about it. I'm going to go have a donut right now.
Ready for the open to be over. All right. Well, we will talk to you guys next week.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.